Well, I think that the measure of any leader is what you create for the future, not simply what you can celebrate today. And whether or not you can guide an institution through some difficult waters and have it come out stronger on the other side. I think if you look at the beginning of this five-year period, we thought maybe we had seen the worst of the economic circumstances because Michigan was already suffering from economic doldrums, and we were in a position where funding was being cut. Michigan was plummeting to being 49th in the country in terms of support for public higher education. And in the heyday in Michigan, it was in the top five. So we've sort of reversed positions. We had to deal with that constant struggle in what now appears to be sort of drips as opposed to the flood of economic news we've had over the last 12 months. But they're still, at the time that you live through it, felt like they were difficult economic times. And I think if you look at what we laid out in Boldness by Design as a community, not just me, but as a community, in terms of the impacts we wanted to have on undergraduate education, graduate education, sustainability represented by the campus as well as our research programs, our international dimension, the work we wanted to do around the state. You know, agriculture is still growing as an industry in Michigan. I think we played a hand in that. I think if you look at our international presence, the grants we recently received, we laid the foundation for those over that five-year period. They just happened to occur in the last year in terms of the work in Africa, the Gates Foundation as an example. So, and if you look at the Plant Research Lab and getting the Great Lakes Biotech Center, that's also work that found its genesis in many years before. The expansion of the medical schools. You can sort of look at the art museum, the expansion of the Wharton Center to be not simply an impact in mid-Michigan, but an impact around the state. The work we've done in Southeast Michigan, really, we've always been there, but I think people now know we're there, and we've become a go-to player. But we're also a go-to player in West Michigan, and we're a go-to player in Northern Michigan. So it's all of that pieces that I think come together that are sort of a part of that Boldness by Design framework that you have to say it begins to accumulate and build. And then you can look back and say that something like FRIB is one of those, as we said at the time, home runs that you don't have, that doesn't happen very often in the life of an institution. I think the art museum will be looked at historically in that same vein. In the way now we look at the Wharton Center 25 years later and take it for granted, see it as a treasure for the community, an important component for the cultural life of mid-Michigan, and also an engine of cultural economic development. So, you know, so hopefully the art museum will be viewed in history in that way.